The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, with your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. Our show is all about you, why you are here, and how to unlock your higher level of consciousness. It's time to live the best, most enjoyable life on earth. Now, here is Jessica Ahlstrom.
Hello and welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. And today, this is a very exciting day for us. I'm giddy. We have the Elliot Eli Jackson in the house. And Elliot Eli Jackson is an author, a motivational speaker, president of Quantum Matrix, and a trans channel of Source. And we're so excited to have him on the show. He's going to be actually coming to our wellness center next week and doing workshops and one-on-one sessions for all of us. And so I definitely wanted to introduce him. And hey, Elliot, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Good. First thing, I would like to thank you for allowing the universe to come through you in this avenue so that people can receive the information that they need to receive to find out who they are and where they're going and where they can go.
Yes, we are very blessed to be a part of this ride. So I know this hasn't always been your path, and I would love to hear your story of how you came about and aligned with all of this information that you have.
Well, by profession, I was an addictions counselor and a psychiatric therapist for the Indiana Department of Correction at a mental prison for the criminally insane.
Wow. Okay.
I've run halfway houses and worked in mental health facilities. I spent quite a while in the U.S. Air Force. And then I became addicted to heroin and cocaine. And so all the while working and trying to hold it together. So my life, it got to a point where it just came apart. You know, I lost a marriage, and I was disconnected from everyone. But I was still, you know, working and such. But I was not fulfilled, and just things were very bleak. And then about in 1988, I surrendered to the universe, and I got clean. And that's when I opened up the halfway house, and things began to change. So I always knew that there was something greater than me, but I did not wish to acknowledge it, if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. Yes, I think we've been there. I've been there for sure.
So, you know, I was running a halfway house, and after that I worked in the prison. You know, very successful by, you know, normal standards, but just quite unhappy. And then I started to look into some spiritual things, and I met my wonderful wife, Diane. And she was at a point in her life also where she was looking into spiritual matters. And so we began to do that together, and we first ventured into, you know, touch healing, Reiki healing, and we eventually became Reiki master instructors. And so we decided to open up a holistic center.
Oh, okay.
And we opened one up, and then I started getting, the best way I can say it is information in my brain while I was asleep. I got information about how to make two walking labyrinths 100 feet in diameter, and we put that on our property, and people would come and do retreats, and we had people who would come in, and we began to study essential oils and stones and things like that. And some wife taught me into going into a channeling class.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, that's a bit much for me.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so. But she was adamant about it, and so we went. And the young lady who's teaching the class is a really good friend of ours now. Her name is Cheryl Norday, and she channels the Sirius Star family. And when I heard that, I was like, well, I don't know about that, but I'll go.
Yeah, right.
If nothing else, I'll meet a bunch of people that are seeking, you know, higher spiritual levels of consciousness. And, you know, it might be pretty entertaining. That's the way that I looked at it. And so we went, and Cheryl, when she began to channel, she went into what I understand to be as toning.
Yes.
Today. Uh-huh. And she went into like a loud shrill, and I said, oh, no.
Right.
This is not for me. I'm out of here. And actually, Diane kind of nudged me under the table, and you know, she said, stay. So I stayed, and it was quite entertaining, I will say that. That's the only way that I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the second week of the class, we had an assignment to try to do some thought transference. And we were in our home, sitting across from each other, and we went into a meditation. And something happened, and the best way that I could put it is I went out.
Mm-hmm.
When I came to, my wife was sitting across from me just weeping, crying. And I asked her, I said, what's the matter with you? So we've been talking for about 20 minutes. I said,
wow.
Yeah, okay. I didn't believe her.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew something had happened because she's not prone to lying or joking around like I may be sometimes. And so I said, well, what did I say? And then she commenced to tell me that I said that I was come and speak. It was the source of all things. Speaking, what that word that we use as God, although they said if they could not like something, they would not like that word because it brings up connotation of
right.
a man. And if and men have abused and did all kinds of atrocious things to women and other people, so if they were in that image, why would anybody want anything to do with them?
right.
And they gave her some more information to convince her that it wasn't me, some things that I was not privy to, I didn't know about her grandfather and some other things.
Wow,
and so she was
so cool.
Quite, there were tears of joy, and she was just so, you're not going to believe this. And I really did not believe it. And so I said, okay, honey. And then it started happening more. She started to record and document. And the information was about the universe, the universes, spirits, souls, what happened after death, other planets, just a multiplicity of things that I really don't know anything about.
Right. There's how and, could you know? Right.
And so we didn't tell anyone. We didn't even tell the people in the class.
Uh-huh.
because you know, they were going to think we bonkers. But she had all this information. Now, I would not listen to the recordings. But I did look at the information that she had written down, and I thought that I was going crazy, and I thought she was going crazy.
Right.
And this thing just started happening. And so about, you know, I would be very disorientated after it would happen. And I would come to, I'd be at the refrigerator, there'd be food on my face, and or I'd be outside, she'd be pulling me back in the house, come back in, honey, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just... I just thought I was losing it, and I thought she was, too. And then about 7 months into that, I started getting up, going to the computer, and just typing, what's known as automatic typing.
Automatic writing,
And the information that is in the first book, From God to the Absolute Truth, came to be. It's just, you know, she would shake me, or we would come together, go to the computer, just pages and pages and pages of information about
that
anything
so cool.
that you could think of.
Yeah.
And so Source was talking to Diane, and they told her that we were going to get some books published, and, you know, we didn't know anything about that. But they're very specific in their answers. So they gave Diane the names of the publishers, the people to send the manuscripts to. And if you know anything about the publishing world,
I do.
You know,
it's difficult.
You know, they
receive
a lot of manuscripts.
You
know, in about 6-8 months, you might get a little letter that says, you know, thank you very much for your manuscript, but then, you know, we're going to pass on it.
Right, especially
the
material you were writing.
It was different with us. We received either a phone call or a letter from all of the people saying they had never seen anything like it, and they wanted to publish it if we would change our story and say that it was Archangel Michael or Elvis or something like that, but they were trying to say that the source of all things, so they don't want anything to do with it. and so we were very frustrated because we had all this information and nowhere to disseminate it. And so finally, a publisher that published the first book said, "Well, we're thinking about it. Why don't you come out to Pennsylvania?" And Diane and I went out there, and we went into a room. And the publisher says, you know, "Why should I publish this?" And I went out, and when I came to, we were signing the contract. And so,
My goodness!
On the way back to the hotel, I asked Diane what happened, and she said that I gave the publisher some information. Source gave him some information that no one had any knowledge of, and she said when he heard that, he probably published the book.
He probably changed
his
life.
That was the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so cool. Wow. Oh my goodness. So tell me, so that was your first book that you wrote? And what was that called? Because I just finished two of your books.
From God to You, Absolute Truth.
Okay. When was that? What year was that published?
Excuse me?
What year was that published? How long ago was
2010.
That?
2010.
Okay. Wow, so you've been doing the work pre-shift, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
Well, they say it's going to be like 22 books. And
okay.
So we're on the second book in the Sapiential Discourse series, and they're doing the third one right now. And the information just keeps coming, and they do articles every month for the Sedona Journal of Emergence about different things. So, you know, it's just, you know, we're really busy.
I can imagine. Plus, you said you're traveling in 50 states a year?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
We're going to be coming to your wonderful town.
Yes, we are so excited. Kansas is so ready for you. Oh, gosh. Oh, that is so awesome. And so your beautiful wife, Diane, does she travel with you? I mean, obviously, is she channeling too, or is this just you?
We do the workshops together.
Okay.
Because they channel to her. You know,
wow.
I never hear anything.
Yeah.
And so I have to rely on her, and it's kind of there's a joke to everything in the universe, I like to say. I did not, previous to meeting Diane and all this, trust women at all.
Interesting.
And now I have to literally
put your whole trust in her. Yes,
she tells me, you know what I'm saying? But the universe said that was a part of my clearing process, and each of us have things like that
yes.
are presented to us at certain times, and if we take a look into it and, you know, surrender to it, then we begin to receive the information that we need so that we can change and raise our vibration and so forth and so on.
Wow, that's so cool. So when you're channeling, you're completely, you know, out of consciousness, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, I don't remember anything at all.
Okay.
And then when it first started, I would, like I said, I would be disoriented for maybe about 45 minutes to half an hour. Mm-hmm. But now when they come, when they leave, it's maybe about 30 seconds and I come too. But okay. You may get a chance to hear them. And when they come, you know, it's amazing because, I've started to listen to the recordings and I've seen the videos and we've done YouTube things. But when they speak, there's no breaks.
Right. It's a complete thought.
You know when people they say and all that? There's none of that.
Right.
It's really amazing. And so other things started happening. We would be out, and Diane would say, I'd come to, it'd be like 8 at night, and we're on the expressway coming from another state.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
You know, what are we doing here? And Diane, like, we went to the zoo, and Source went to every enclosure for every animal and talked to all the animals.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you need your own reality show. I want to follow you in the day of life.
The tigers and lions would come up right up to me, and Source would make some type of vibratory sound or noise, and then the animals would walk away, and then later it was revealed to the animals I'm not going to name the zoo, but the particular zoo, they weren't treated very well.
Mm-hmm.
And they went there to specifically give them some energy vibration to encourage them and tell them, where they should be and something like that.
Gosh, what service you're bringing to the world. I mean, gosh, I'm just so grateful to just be sitting here listening to this story. It's like blowing my mind. This is fantastic.
I'm nothing special.
Of course, you're facilitating, right? You're the facilitator.
Channel. Yeah, because all of us channel Source. Because Source is actually everything. And that's what we talk about in the workshops. And it's funny, I was listening to the intro to, your show. And it was saying, so you can find out who you are. And so since Source is everything, and that means that we are Source.
Right.
And that we are creators.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the books are about. The first book begins with what Source is, what God is, that word. And that is really energy, friction, motion, velocity, stillness, quietude, atomic matter, protons, and all that. So it's not like the things that we were told, gold streets and stuff like that, because they're energy, they're vibration, because everything in the universe is sound and vibration.
Absolutely.
And that's what they really are at their highest apex.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book, the first book talks about the split, and they say that they gave some of that information to Neil Donald Walsh originally,
yes.
An elementary explanation of it. And they go into great detail in my books about the split and how what happened when all of us decided to experience something different and what souls and spirits went where, what souls and spirits became angels, went to the angelic realm, because no human can ever be an angel because they already have their number. And so a lot of the things we do, too, is, Source wants to clear up a lot of the misinformation that keep us all in fear and doubt and not knowing that we're creators and there's nothing that we can't do.
Right. Well, Elliot, we're going to take a break in just a couple of seconds here. When we come back, I want you to finish exactly what you're talking about, because I just finished that book and it was phenomenal.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Domestic violence and abuse are experienced by both men and women in everyday life. If you have experienced abuse, know that you're not alone on your journey. Listen for Abuse Survival Stories presents I Reclaim My Voice with co-hosts Reese Zigazaga and Denise Watkus. We'll speak with survivors who have emerged safe and victorious and who are passionate about helping others reclaim their voices. Tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. This is Jessica Ahlstrom, and I have on the line with me Elliot Eli Jackson. And he was just explaining his first part of his story about how he actually became a channel of source and his exciting journey along the way. And we were kind of knee deep into it. So I really want you to finish what you were saying, Elliot, about your journey and how it has unfolded to where you are now.
Well, and so... Like I said, originally I did not believe it, and I thought I was going crazy, and I thought Diane was going crazy. So certain things began to happen to give us evidence that it was real. One, the information, you know, certainly, I don't know anything about the 32 layers of the human aura, and that's in the third book, they break that down. But, you know, stuff like that. And so the information that the source gave the publisher. And then when they were putting the first book together, source told Diane that they wanted images behind the words on certain pages. And we told them. And so the graphic department was, you know, searching their catalog, their vast catalogs of spiritual and New Age paintings and pictures and stuff to try to find something, and they couldn't find anything. And so, you know, they were at a standstill, and the editor called us and said, you know, we don't know what to do. We can't find anything to fit the words. And so she said, you know, she went in her office and she looked out the window. And she said, you know what, I know this is universal, divine information, and we need some help. We don't know what to do. She said at that exact moment, a young girl who had just started working in the graphics department, had only been there 2 weeks, knocked on the door and stuck her head in and said, you know what, this craziest idea just came to me, that we should call NASA and ask if we could put images directly from the Hubble telescope behind the words. And
wow, I just got chills.
And they had never done it for anyone before. They have done it for an author since then, but they have never done it. And if you had images, you'd have to pay money and get all kinds of things. So anyway, they called NASA, and NASA said yes. And so the first thing in the first book on the copyright page is that the images are directly from the Hubble spacecraft, telescope with the permission of NASA. So those things started happening. Then the book was published, and we got in contact with a lady by the name of Lucinda Drayton, who is a New Age artist who made a song, I guess it was in the early 2000s, named You, and it went ballistic, and so millions of copies.
Wow.
And it's very popular, and a lot of people all over the world, you know, are endeared with it. But anyway, we got in contact with her, and she told us, she said, you know, I wrote that song. It's going to take care of me the rest of my life. but I never knew why I wrote it until I read Got You Absolute Truth. And now I know. And she gave us permission to use it in our workshops. And we play that at the beginning of all our workshops, and we talk about it. And so that happened. And so when the book came out, we started getting emails from all over the world.
I
300
can imagine.
Emails a day. People asking questions, and our lives changed. And
wow.
So in the first book is kind of elementary to a lot of people who have been at the work for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The source says they wanted it to be written at a sixth grade reading level because that's the average grade reading level for people in the Western Hemisphere.
That's funny because
so
I just actually
elementary some of the information.
Yeah, I just started reading to my kids last night.
It needed to be because mm-hmm. there's millions of people who don't know this stuff and they weren't addressing the people who had been at the work for a long time in that particular book, the first book. But then in the second book, the last thing in it is called A Letter to Light Workers. And Source writes a letter to all those people who have been at it for a while and held the line and have been waiting and wondering, were people ever going to wake up? Because they were getting tired. And so that letter talks and addresses those people like Esther Hicks and Sylvia Brown and all those people, Doreen Virtue, and people who had been at it for a while, and all those people who have owned those stores and centers and just been waiting for the people to come. And
mm-hmm.
some would trickle in a little bit, but it wasn't what they were hoping for. And so they write that letter to those individuals and say, you can take a collective sigh now, a deep breath, because it's here now. And then that
yes.
book goes in to talk about the importance of 2012, December the 21st specifically,
mm-hmm.
when a lot of people received a lot of misinformation and thought that what we know was going to come to an end and
right.
blah, 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 the Mayans. Mm-hmm. So they go into great detail about that. But they say that on December 21st, 2012, the axis, the rotation of all the planets in our solar system shifted. And they give a name of it. It's called the radius turn, and they tell you specifically the percentage of what the axis of the Earth changed and all that. And that began to affect the human mind to
mm-hmm.
open up for new information and the raising of the mass consciousness. Very
yeah.
fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have read that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing this work and studying this for a long time, and it just completely aligns. Absolutely.
And so after that time, things started to shift and change, and people began to be more receptive to information, and the people are tired of all the old nonsense. And they go in to talk about in book two and book three about what's going on in the Middle East, because that's a part of the shift, the dynamic. People, the women, became tired of saying, you have to shut up and cover your face and wear those long dresses and you can't get education and stuff. So that was the last portion of planet Earth that needed to have that vibration kind of nudged. And that's
yes.
what's going on now.
Absolutely.
What's going on in the Middle East, ISIS, and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. The frequency of the planet is rising, and we're all waking up, and therefore it's like,
fact.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Source talks specifically about that and explains it in great detail about the shift and the change and the rotation and what it has done to the planet, to the weather.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because you piqued my interest earlier.
Well, about a month ago, Source went to Facebook and said there's going to be more snow in accumulation in places that's not used to it, so get ready.
That's true.
This happened in Kentucky and Tennessee, and I'll do that. And about 2 years ago, they wrote an article about the need for us to consider building seawalls around the eastern coast of the United States and some other places in Europe and some other countries. And they gave the direct dimensions of the seawalls and what they should be. And they said, well, you know, they're going to tell you that they can't do it because it costs too much, but we're telling you, you can. They gave the dimensions of the highest waves and the highest tsunamis and told us exactly what to do. So we put the information out, and then what people do with it, you know, we really don't have any control over that. So they're always providing information that we need about what's really going on and the truth of the matter.
And so what are they saying the purpose of all this shift is? Is this just kind of collective emotions? Is that kind of what I'm getting?
Well, no, with the shift in the dynamics of the rotation, the days are actually getting shorter. So source says that there's actually not 24 hours in a day. There's 23 hours, 50-some minutes, and some odd seconds. And that's changing. And they say by the year, I don't know it right offhand, but in book three, they say by the year something, it's only going to be 7 hours of sunlight in a day. The rest of it's going to be night. And they explain all that, but they say we have nothing to fear because they've given us everything that we need. So the Earth has to go through this process, and it went through it before. And those creatures that were able to adapt, and those that could not are gone.
Evolution, right. And by that point, we'll be acclimated to it.
And science and all that is really the same. In book three, there's a chapter called God and Science, and they begin to talk about how that they are science, and they are all equations and everything, and it's just fascinating. So they wrote an acronym for science, and I'm going to read that.
Okay.
The S is for supreme. We are everything. C is for consciousness. We are the flow of all thought. The I is for investigating. We always look into self, refining and reforming at all turns. E is every energy. We consider all aspects of every energetic portion of us. The N is for notion. We are all concepts, whims, and representations of ourselves. The C is for consciously. We are always present. And the E is for equality, equally. All portions of us cause us to be. Therefore, all is equal. And then they say that is what science is. And then they go into great detail about the history of science and where Louis Pasteur and all these people got information from, the information that they gave them, blah, 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 blah.
Wow. That is so cool. That's so awesome. Wow. And so is this in your book, or is this what's just given to you, this information?
No, that's in book two.
Okay.
The chapter called God and Science, One and the Same.
Okay. So tell me about these articles that you're writing for the Sedona Journal.
Well, they just wrote it out. It's not even out yet, so I can't really tell you too much about it.
Okay.
But I will tell you that it's called A Deeper Look Into the Rabbit Hole. And it starts out with each of you have had a minimum of 777,777 lifetimes.
What?
It says we did
on Earth or just anywhere?
No, each person on Earth has had a minimum of that number of lifetimes. Not specifically on Earth, because they say that by the time a spirit makes a decision to come to planet Earth in this plane of existence, there are only, I want to get this right, they say that there are only five what you understand to be lifetimes left before it returns to us in the oneness. At most, seven, rarely more than that. Yet there are exceptions. You say, we will not be getting into exceptions at this point. Yet this means that 777,772 or 777,770 lifetimes have been lived, as you understand the term, that a spirit or soul has evolved, not developed, to near enlightenment, except that all is equal and treat them as such, and ready to return to us after the completion of the full 777 journeys.
Wow.
So, and then they're going to talk about why looking into past lives is important to a certain extent, but not to get too hung up on it, because if you live on Earth, you really need to be concentrating on the moment.
Right,
that's
on
really
this life.
All you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then all time is the same anyway, so.
Right, exactly. It's all the same, right.
And then they go in to talk about the true definition of walk-in spirits. I don't know if you've heard that term before.
Yeah, I have.
And they say what it really is and what it's not. They give the specific number of humans on Earth at any given moment. They're going to talk about what the census takers say, and that exact number, and that how that number is actually short. And they said at any given moment there's a point something something difference. It's just the information is just mind-boggling. So you have be ready. And so when we travel, when we do workshops, and Source talks to people, they tell each person specifically what they need to know to raise their vibration and to find happiness and success. And they address the fourfold being, because we're fourfold on planet Earth.
Okay, explain that a little bit.
Different. Okay, we're physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Okay.
So Source will tell a person exactly what they need to do with supplements, vitamins, nutrition for their specific height, weight, skeletal frame. On a spiritual level, with prayer and meditation, clearing out karmatic issues from previous lifetimes and from this lifetime with the bloodline. What type of specific exercise is good for their skeletal frame and height, weight, what they need to do to adjust so that they may not be open up to blood clots or heart issues later. I mean, they're very specific, and that's why after a person has had a private session, you know, I come to and they're just... I can't even describe it, you know.
So, so what you're telling me is I need to make sure I record our session when you come.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of information.
Also, sometimes things don't record.
Like, oh, I can imagine with the energy.
Will,
yeah,
some won't. But Source says that's because they will give you sometimes some information that they want to ensure that no one hears but you.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes total sense to me. Absolutely.
Recordings, and the whole thing will record except for the one thing that they thought should have recorded.
Right, right.
But it'd be just for them, you know, about relationships and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break in just a few minutes, okay. But when we come back, I want to talk more about these workshops and, you know, and how, not only how can people get a hold of you. Now, do you do Skype? We'll be back.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning into From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Transcendence. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom, and I am here with Elliot Eli Jackson. And we have just been talking about his fantastic journey and all of his fantastic books and information that flows through him. Elliot, we were talking on the break a little bit about a group that you're working with. Tell us a little bit about that.
There's a publishing company in Florida called Transformation Publication, and the owner is a wonderful a friend of ours, Natalie Altman. She was given the information that she should gather some folks from all over the country and the world to write different chapters for different series of the books. So the second book just came out about 2 months ago. We went to a book launching in Florida. And so I wrote a chapter in book one and book two, and there's going to be a number of those. Matter of fact, I just got the information that you're probably going to write a chapter in one of the upcoming series, so keep that in mind.
I will.
and so somebody will probably be contacting you about that.
Okay.
But anyway, they want me to go back to the first book, because the first book really laid the groundwork for what they're trying to do with us on planet Earth to help us raise our vibration. So they address really basic things. One of the things that they address in book one is homosexuality and Source's view on it. Because they say it's very important.
Yeah.
And they say that they want it to be known right off the bat that you can love whomever you wish, marry whoever you wish, and anyone that tells you anything differently knows not what they speak.
Yeah.
They say that's very important.
Absolutely.
And so they address things like that, and they say, we want you to know the way that we look at this, the way the universe looks at it, because the things that you have been told, that you're sinful and corrupted and, you know, less than and all that, that's not who you are, and that's not who we are.
Right,
all
love
is
love.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And so they address those type of things. They address abortions and miscarriages, and they say you have to know that it is really the spirit chooses the parent, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So spirit says, I'm coming through you, and I'm coming through you, and that's what happens.
Right.
And that's why sometimes there's different fathers and different mothers and so forth and so on. And so they say in the case of an abortion or a miscarriage, it is because the spirit decided not to come.
Yep.
Now, it may come later.
Yep.
in another manifestation through that same person or whatever. But it says the parents or the people, they really have very little to do with it. It's the spirit that has chose that to help others with either patience, tolerance, acceptance, mm-hmm. or some issue that they have to master or get through to raise their vibration so that they can return to source.
Absolutely. I preach the same thing here at the center. Yes, I'm 100% in alignment with that. All choice. Wow, that's really cool. And so when is that going to be out? Is that already done?
That's in the first book.
Oh, that's your first book. Oh, okay, yeah. I was talking about that other one that you have that you're working, you're doing chapters in. What's the information about that you're writing in there?
It's a collection of information about the other galaxies.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't know if you went to book two, but they talk about, you know, we're about to have a significant encounter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am aware. Yes.
You know, the aliens are already here.
Right.
We're all aliens anyway. We should get with that.
Yes, exactly. one and the same.
But they've been here for a while, and they've given us a lot of the things that we need with the technology and such. Mm-hmm. They say right now there are cars that run on air, fly on air without wheels, right now.
Wow.
So, but they won't tell you that, of course.
Right.
And they won't tell you that there are cars right now that run on water.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, on planet Earth, but they won't tell you that, and so they shed light on a lot of things that that we're not privy to, or certain people think we should not be privy to. I'll put it that way.
And so, let me ask you on your perspective of that. You know, the powers that be. Is that just? I mean, is that what is source just waiting on us to raise our vibration? And so that we can just align with all that, so there is no powers that be in us.
Yeah, they always use the analogy of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say that, you know, Hitler was a human. And he was no special person. He was not evil. He's not burning in hell somewhere. But that spirit that was in that person has actually been reincarnated. But they say they won't give where it went because people will try to kill it.
Right. That would be it. He would be in trouble. Right.
Now, but anyway, they say that, for many years, many people were with Hitler and they thought what he was talking about was great. But it wasn't until the mass consciousness mm-hmm. reached a certain level where the mass consciousness said, wait a minute. Something's not right about this, and we have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in book two, they talk about I think it's four planes of existences that they want us to begin to remember. One of them is called the conceptus. Source says this is where the word conception comes from. They say it is the plane of existence where spirits or souls go to discuss all of the ideas and concepts of the universes and take those to certain realms and planets for implementation to see if they will work. Are you following that?
Yeah, I am, totally.
And so they say the spirit that was in the man Hitler took that plane, that idea of a master race, one single race, brought it to Earth
mm-hmm.
to see if it would work.
Okay,
and
wow.
It worked for a while with a number of people. But when the mass consciousness began to rise and say, no, that won't work, then that idea and concept will no longer work on any level on this planet. And that's why those that are subjected to lower vibrations to take their mentor to white superiority or mm-hmm. the separation of the races, it's not going to work.
Right.
Because that has already been tried mm-hmm. on this plane. And so it's just fascinating information. They talk about that plane of existence. But they also talk about a plane of existence called the conflictus. I really like this one. And this is all in book two. So there's a plane that a spirit or soul that has been on this planet, this plane, and some other planets, mm-hmm. has the opportunity to go to after what we consider death.
Okay.
If that spirit did not accept everything and everyone as equal and treat them as such.
Okay.
So they say death is really what we understand to be only two things really happen with some variances. Number one, you either return to source from which you came,
mm-hmm.
that place that we call heaven. But of course, it's not like that. It's already been
right.
specified.
Mm-hmm.
Or you are reincarnated. It said it happens in a Planck length, which is like the speed of sound or light.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you don't return to source is if the lifetime that you lived, you did not accept everything and everyone as equal and treat them as such. So the spirit, the air, which is source, which is God, which is everything, leaves the human encasement.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was any group concept, plant, animal, that you were so adamantly against, the spirit within you, influenced by low vibrations, that you were malicious against it, hated it, just downtrodden it. I don't like roses. I hate roses.
Mm-hmm.
Those thorny flowers. That there's a high probability that your spirit will return to this plane as a rose bush.
Wow.
And so forth and so on, with people that are against homosexuality and different
right.
ethnicities and such. It's really deep.
So it's a chance to experience everything from that unconditional perspective.
Yeah, because you did not accept what is essentially yourself.
Right.
Everything is really the same.
Everything is you. Yeah. Well, what I noticed too about homosexuality is it really teaches people unconditional love or any, you know, any special needs or anything that's unique to this planet, which is not the norm, which I love because it's just education for everyone, you know,
it's helping awakening
people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, you and Diane, you have this team that you go around the country and you do these workshops. How does that usually flow? I mean, what can someone expect?
Well, expect that, initially we're going to talk about how it all got started because people need to know that, need to know
Absolutely.
How I was like, this ain't real. All of them are crazy. And they probably need to come see a good therapist and I'd be a good one for them. and so they need that. And then we talk a little bit. Source always has something read from each of the books that is specific to someone or someone's in the audience.
Oh,
and then later, when Source comes and speaks through me and answers questions, they will go to whomever that section was about and say, well, you know, are you ready to accept this? And one of the end, because, you know, like I said, I'm not there. So Diane has to tell me. We're one instance. They had a section read about abortion. And afterwards, when Source came through, they went to one of the people in the audience and says, well, you know, now are you ready to understand that the three abortions that you had were not your decision? It was the spirit. But Diane said they went on to tell her that the spirit in two of the abortions did come back through her in two of her current children and through one of her pets.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those will answer questions and about things, but, you know, a lot of the times Source will say, well, you may not want that to be addressed in front of these people here, so maybe you want to consider seeing us in private.
Private,
you know,
yeah.
Sort of like that. But if the person says it's okay, I think one workshop we were in, and this is all from Diane and people telling me at the center and stuff. Source went up to a lady and says, well, you know, how's your romantic relationship? And the lady was like, it's fine. And Source says, well, Now,
right.
You know, we know better than that.
Right. Now, can't hide from yourself.
We can help you. Mm-hmm. We can help you to make sure it's fine if that's what you want. But and the lady just she left. You know, she didn't want to hear it. And sometimes things like that happen. I know I was doing a private session in Indianapolis, and I came to, and there was no one in front of me.
Oh, so wow.
I went out to the people in the store and Diane. I said, "Well, what happened to the lady?" And they said, source came out and said, "You know, you need to give this woman her money back because she's not ready to hear this."
Oh, and so they gave
her her money back. But what we found out later is that source had asked the woman in session to call her mother. And the woman just said, "I'm not calling her. I hate her.
Right.
It ain't happening." And she left. Come to find out that the woman, mother died like 2 weeks later, and then the lady committed suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
All she had to do was just, you know, humble herself, call her mother.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, this is so fantastic having you on the show. I know I am extremely excited to not only have the workshop here at Transcendence, but I know you have a packed house for several days. You're going to be here in Merriam, Kansas, 328, 29, and 30, and that will be workshop and private sessions here. If anybody is interested in booking with you guys, you can call us, 913-387-4631, or you can call Mr. Elliot Jackson at 312-256-6425 if you would like him to come to your area.
I'd like to briefly say,
yeah.
They can go to our website, www.quantummatrixcenter.com, or like us on Facebook at From God to You, Absolute Truth, or Elliot Eli Jackson, or follow us on Twitter at I am Elliot at I am you are we are one.
Perfect. You said it all. Yes, perfect. And join us next week because we have the Ben Tenyo, Missouri, and he's going to be in the house with us live next week, and we were super excited about that. Don't forget to check out our website, Transcendence Wellness Center, transcendencekc.com, and Facebook as well, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, can be heard live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We hope you'll join host Jessica Ahlstrom for another enlightening show.